927 4CC. G'day to Mayor Matt Burnett. How are you going, Matty?
Good morning, mate. Going great. Good morning, Central Queensland.
Hey, you sort of bopped along on Friday night, I hear. Went for a dance.
It was awesome. Airbeats concert was fantastic on the weekend. Anyone who went, absolutely raving about how good it was. So Friday night and Saturday night, Shepherd were the headline act, but it was really all about supporting our live local music as well. So we had about four or five acts on each night, locals up there really entertaining the crowd. It was good.
Yeah, mate, I missed out on it, unfortunately, because I had visitors. But when I was out playing golf on Friday, I heard the rehearsals, and I'm going, obviously, I want to go.
it was good. Well, look, we had a fantastic team organise it all, but there were so many volunteers that, you know, make it so it's cost a lot less money for the community to run. And I think, you know, that might become a bit more regular, sort of an event.
Great.
So good. I've talked to the events team about it, but everyone seemed to love it, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, good. Oh, well, look forward to that, mate. Now, flat on his back, well, he has been over the past couple of weeks. Glenn Butcher, you caught up with him on Saturday, was it? And he's coming home soon.
Yeah. He is, yeah. So I had a wedding in Brisbane on Saturday night and caught up with Butchie on Sunday on the way home. And yeah, he still can't fly, obviously, because he's back, but he'll be home. I think he gets sworn in officially Tuesday this week. Again, sworn in again. And then, he'll fly home.
And he's got an extra portfolio.
Yeah, water. They added water to his portfolio. So he's manufacturing, regional development and water, which is good for us considering they're building a dam just up the road. So
yep.
That's handy.
Yeah, it is handy. And, mate, Friday week, we're all looking forward to it. It's Carols at the Entertainment Centre. Thanks to Santos, many other sponsors too, but Santos GLNG, yourselves, the Mayor's Carols, and we're being a part of it too.
All right, well, absolutely. It's been footable. See, been involved since the dawn of time, I think. But it's good now. We're allowed to go to capacity at the Entertainment Centre, so we'll be able to sell all the seats. Obviously, we'll sell, they're free, but we'll be able to fill all the seats, so you don't have to worry about only having half a capacity stadium, so not stadium, but venue. And we're very happy about that. And I know that it's going very popular at the moment already. And usually it's the parents and grandparents of all the kids, but there's so many other people are coming along this year.
Isn't it good?
They just want to get out and about, yeah.
Yeah, it is a ticketed event, but it is free, but people need to get their tickets because of, you know, social distancing and so forth, and we can keep an eye on the numbers. Now, they can jump on to the Entertainment Centre site if they want. Or if they want to find out more information and get the link through there, they can jump onto the Gladstone Regional Council website too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll be able to sell all the seats in there. I said sell again.
It's just a habit, isn't it?
I'm going to ticket all the events. I'm going to ticket all the seats. So, yeah, it'll be really good if we can pack the Gladstone Entertainment Centre Theatre. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
All right.
The December live stream, that's the main thing. So those who can't come.
Yeah.
For everybody else to watch.
Yeah, and mate, while we're doing that too, we've got the Christmas Lights competition, which is also being held, thanks to Santos GLNG. And people can register online their Christmas lights. That'll automatically be downloaded on an app, which is on our website. And then we want families to go around, have a look at the Chrissy lights, and they get to vote on the best display.
Yeah, good. That's the way you want to know. Our neighbours in O'Malley Court always put on good ones, the Barnsleys and a few of the others. We used to have the whole street used to do it at one point, but we'll see how they go this year. I saw Gary out there the other day, always getting in early, putting his lights up.
Good on him. Good on him. I'll look forward to having a look there too. All right, Matt, well, thanks for your time. We might catch up later in the week if anything pops up, eh?
Absolutely. And catching up with Deputy Premier, he's the new Minister for Local Government later in the week, so I'll see if anything interesting comes out of that.
All right. Well, just send me a message and we'll get together and have a yarn about that down the track.
No worries. Thanks, mate. See ya.
Thanks, Matt. There's our Mayor, Matt Burnett, Classic Hits 4CC.